With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. For nearly a month now, we've reported on the progress firefighters have been making on the four wildfires burning across the Central Coast. But the figures on acreage burned and percentage contained don't tell the full story. KAZU's Hannah Hageman went inside the perimeter of the CZU Lightning Complex fire in northern Santa Cruz County for a firsthand look at what crews are facing. She recently spent a day with a CAL FIRE crew as they patrolled for hotspots.
A small group of firefighters pack in a red fire engine and drive up a dirt road west of Brookdale in the Santa Cruz Mountains. They're headed into Fall Creek, a northern area of Henry Cowell Redwood State Park.
Communication with DC 606, I hear you loud and clear.
The CAL FIRE crew has come all the way from San Diego to work the CZU Lightning Complex. On this day, they're on mop-up duty, scouting for new sources of smoke, looking for burned trees, and any hot spots that could reignite the blaze. David Gage sits up front.
This is Mother Nature out here. It's not like somebody's front yard that gets raked annually or weekly or whatever.
The land here hasn't seen a wildfire this large for decades.
So it just keeps building up, just layers and layers of like older leaf litter from who knows how long. So it's basically just taking a lot longer to get it put to bed.
The CZU Lightning Complex fire ripped through this beloved redwood forest, known by locals for its hiking trails. As a result, Fall Creek, like many other parks, has been closed to visitors. It looks completely different now. No longer is it lush and green. Instead, scorched redwoods, firs, and oaks stand in stark contrast to the thick layer of ivory ash that carpets the ground across the park. Other trees are twisted and split at obtuse angles, and fallen trees litter the ground. Embers can hide within the dense layers of redwood needles, burned tree stumps, and beneath roots. That's been a challenge, Gage says.
There could be no smoke showing at all in certain areas, but it has a lot of heat built up, and then it'll finally make its way up, and then boom, we gotta come and hit that area.
The crew heads out of the truck. They look overhead for fire damage, branches that could fall, and on the ground for signs of heat. Stephen Fralia, a CAL FIRE captain who leads this crew, says they're also looking for what they call ash pits.
And we won't see them, and then you walk in it and you drop 6 feet into the ground into the hot ashes and you burn yourself. Third degree burns all the way up your legs, and you don't want that.
This is risky work, even after the flames have subsided. Embers can potentially travel for miles, so this phase of the firefight is crucial to stop the blaze from spreading. The crew finds several hollowed out tree stumps that are smoldering, and one flames still flicker. They douse the stump with water using hand tools to put out embers. Making sure burned trees don't reignite is more tedious. The firefighters spot a giant fallen Douglas fir that's smoking. Fralia says there are layers of embers embedded in the bark.
Got to scrape basically from the inside out to the outside bark and whatever they have to do to get those embers.
They use a tool called a Pulowski to scrape and knock off embers. It can be hard to tell if their work is done by just looking around, so the team also listens. They can hear where there's heat. This work will continue for weeks in areas the CZU Lightning Complex passed through. It means that more and more people can return home. Gage says even in the middle of a 24-hour shift, his mind is on what's coming next month, peak wildfire season in California.
October for us, especially down south, that's when we start getting our Santa Ana winds. It's going to be really dried out. So we're coming from this fire going into just our normal peak fire season.
For him and the roughly 14,000 other firefighters battling dozens of fires across California, it will likely be a while before they get to return to their own homes. Hannah Hageman, KAZU News.